All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's become one of the favorites. Every week we do it on Friday. This one's going to have a focus on the Big Ten, though, as we celebrate, well, Big Ten being back. We don't know for how long, but away we go. It is Rico's Prop Bet Casino, if I could talk correctly.
Michael,
I just want to let you... Full stop. Bad production. You can't have a Prop Bet Casino that's Big Ten focused with NFL music. Come on, guys. You're doing a show with a celebrity over here. Be better.
We got some lines. We got NFL mixed in here, too. We got NFL. We got it all mixed in here.
All right.
But just know this, Michael. You're at the age where for the next 365 days, you can get away with saying this.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, Michael.
My last show in my 30s. Where did it all go?
All right, let's get this thing started.
Yeah, let's.
Big Ten upsets this week.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 1.5. Meaning, yeah, the team that doesn't have a little number next to their name wins that game. Or the team who is not favored to win. So
just by point spread alone?
Yes.
I mean... Look, point spread alone, you're looking at Minnesota as a live dog. I don't think God will allow Minnesota to win that game because that would make me happy. Indiana intrigues. Rico, over under 1.5. I'm going to go under because I want it to be over. There you go. There's my analysis.
Reverse psychology. He's getting
reverse psychology. That's right.
David?
I would love for it to be over. I want the first weekend to be amazing and have a lot of upsets, but I have to go under.
Okay. Well, I am going over because I think it will be that. All right. Touchdown passes. Who has more? Let's just go straight to the jugular. Rocky Lombardi, Joe Milton. Michael, you're up.
Oh, Joe Milton. Next question. Like, in order to throw a touchdown pass, you have to complete a pass. Rocky's career percentage.
That's right.
40%.
That's right.
I'm just going to go over. I still think State will attempt to pound the rock. Maybe Elijah Collins visits the end zone a couple times. I'll go Milton.
No, I have to go Lombardi because experience. I know he's not that great, and the experience isn't wonderful, but he has it over Milton. So Lombardi.
Can you imagine if the hybrid of Cam Newton, Pat Mahomes, and Tom Brady, Joe Milton, exits his first career game without a touchdown pass? What will the papers say?
It is possible, Mike, because by the time that game ends, it could be 22 degrees. So I'm seeing a lot of running of the ball. I'm going to go with Rocky Lombardi. The amount of drives it takes the Ohio State to score their first touchdown, over under 1.5.
Under. They're going to take the ball and they're going to go right down the field. 6 plays, 80 yards, touchdown Olave.
Oh. I call him a shot.
Rico, I would be terrified if I were Nebraska. Terrified. You opened your mouth? Okay, we're going to put something in it. OSU's going to try to score 50.
I'm with you. There's a reason why the Big Ten scheduled this game. I think they want to send it to Nebraska and give it to them. So I'm going Ohio State. I'm going with the under.
I'm going with the over. I think it's going to happen on the second drive. Somebody will drop a key pass on third down. They'll kick the field goal, and then after that, they'll score 10 unanswered touchdowns. More receiving yards, Rashad Bateman or Calvin Ridley?
I'm going to go Ridley. Lions secondary's awful. I think it's going to be a track meet. You mentioned weather. I'll go Ridley.
I'm going Ridley because I don't think Bateman scores a touchdown this week because of the weather.
Over, all right, appearances in promotional videos for head coach Mel Tucker. Mike won, everyone else none.
I'm going to go with Mike because he's
exciting.
He's big. God. I'm going with Bateman.
I wonder if I get my Screen Actors Guild card.
You get your Lambo. You get to do whatever you want. You're Mike. You probably will be the homecoming king this year.
So exciting.
Which will happen? What's going to be greater, TJ Hockenson receptions or Matt Prater field goals?
I'm going to go Hockenson. I think both teams could get to 30 in that game. I think Hockenson, you figure 4 or 5 catches. Prater will kick less than that. I'll take the Hawk.
Wow, I want to pick Prater so bad, but I just don't think that he'll get like 4 or 5 kicks, so I have to go TJ.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Prater because I'm looking at Hockenson's. Those numbers are coming down, throwing the ball maybe to Swift a little bit more. So, yeah. Who will score more points on Saturday, Michigan or Michigan State?
Wow. See, this is tough for me because, look, MSU, there's just no predictor. It's a new coach. It's new systems. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no guarantee the offense looks any good. I'm going to go Michigan. I'll go Michigan.
So you would think that because I picked Lombardi to have more touchdowns than Milton, I would go Michigan State here, but you only need one to get more than Milton because I don't think he throws a touchdown pass tomorrow. Wow. So because of that, I am going Michigan scores more because I think they'll rush for more.
Let's say Michigan gets to 24. I mean, yeah, I could see State winning like a 23-13 kind of game or something. I don't know that State's going to come out and have some kind of bonanza. It's not exactly a high bar that Rico set here, David. So, yeah, I'm going to go Michigan close.
Well, I'm going to go with MSU because they drilled Rutgers last year, and I know that was last year. But
and you're on the sideline. Got it.
Mel Tucker has to put a stamp on this thing. He has to make a statement. This may be the game, because I think you're thinking D'Antonio likes to keep it close to the vest. Tucker has to make Spartan fans feel good about themselves, at least for 1 week until the next week starts. Halftime score of the Michigan-Minnesota game, over under 36.5.
At halftime?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under. I'll go 36 at half. Jesus, under.
Yeah, I think that's a clear under right there, for sure under.
Okay, that one I'll have to adjust. I'm going to go under as well.
Rico's treating us like Rockin' Jock. My God.
All right. More receiving yards, Kenny Golladay or Jaden Reed?
I'm going to go Golladay. I think you're looking at a 100-yard day against Atlanta. That's tough for a receiver in college whose quarterback completes less than 50% of his passes.
Yeah, correct. They're going down to Atlanta. I think that game, there's a lot of passing in that game, so I'm going Golladay.
I'm going to go Jaden Reed, folks. Mike, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
I am hoping, my man. Trust me. I thought last year we had maybe the slowest team in America.
All right, Mike. Well, for you, MSU total points over under. Let me adjust this on the fly so I can get you to bite on this. Over under 26.5.
Let David go first. I need to ponder this.
26.5. Ooh, my. Well, I already picked Michigan scoring more points than MSU, so I have to go under here.
I'll go under. I'll go under. David's talked me into that. I really needed that extra moment. I'll go under.
Okay, I'm going to go over for that. Joe Milton passing yards, over under 225.5.
I'll go first, under for sure. Under.
Under. Under, under, under.
Okay, I'll go under as well. More touchdowns. Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence.
I feel like OSU's chomping at the bit. Clemson regresses a little. They just put 70 on Georgia Tech. I'm going to go Fields.
Yeah, that's good reasoning right there, because I don't see them doing that again 2 weeks in a row in Clemson, so I have to go Fields.
But you're going Fields? Okay. I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. I think he knows. He had pedestrian games. The Heisman race is getting kind of close. He started to separate himself, but he's going to know that Justin Fields wants that award just as much as he does. Give me Trevor Lawrence. All right, more yards. Zach Charbonnet or Hassan Haskins?
Charbonnet. Come on now. Gotta be Charbonnet. We need another September Heisman.
Yeah, I'm going Charbonnet here. I think that's an easy one.
Wow. I think it's easy because I'm taking Haskins on that.
Oh, he knows something, David. He knows
he
something.
He sounds like he does.
That's what he's doing to us. He knows something.
Last one, guys. Over, under 123.5 yards for Elijah Collins.
Under. That's a huge number, Rico. Plus, I'd imagine they'd want to work in some other guys. I'll go under.
I'm going under as well. That's an easy one.
Okay. I'll go under as well. That is the Prop Bet Casino, Michael Valeni, 40th birthday style. 97. Oh,
kill me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.